It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words, "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life." He responded, and now over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is, and it's coming now, it's coming.
Your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, good Friday, everybody. Good to have you listening in here on BPN Radio. It's a good day. It's the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I declare today that you are the head and not the tail. You are above and not beneath. You are going over and not going under. God did not bring you this far to let you down. God did not bring you this far to let you drown. You're going to the other side. Yes, you are. You're going to be a strong finisher. You know how to blow the charge, but you don't know how to blow the retreat, because retreat is not an option. If God be for you, who can be against you? Nobody. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Today's a good day. You can do what God says you can do. You can go where God says you can go. You can stay where God says that you can stay. You can say what God says you can say. You can have what God says you can have. You can be what God says you can be. You can start what God says you can start. And you can finish what God says you can finish. You can live where God says you can live. You can give what God says you can give. You can sow where God says you can sow, and you can reap where God says you can reap. You can pay off what God says you can pay off. You can buy what God says you can buy. You can sell what God says you can sell. And you can fly where God says you can fly. You can drive where God says you can drive. You can do all things. Yes, you can, through Jesus Christ, which strengthens you. Today's a good day. and I declare that God is setting things up for you today. Divine appointments and divine connections. Holy Ghost setups. Your steps are ordered by the Lord. New season, new opportunities, new peace, new joy, new contentment, new health, new wealth, new bills paid off, old bills paid off, new home paid off, old home paid off, new vehicle paid off, old vehicle paid off. New beginnings, new opportunities, new joy, new peace, new contentment, new dreams, new visions, new partners, new connections, new investors. Today's a good day, and I declare that all is well in your life. All is well in your family. All is well in your future. All is well in your city. All is well in your health. All is well in your emotions. All is well in your finances. All is well in your job. All is well in your church. All is well in your business. I declare that today is a good day, beautiful day. It is Friday. So I'm saying, TGIF, thank God it's Friday. Welcome to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. On this time, at any time, you can pray with me here on BPN Radio. Gene and I have been in ministry since 1966, and so we have just celebrated 49 years of ministry, and we are entering into our 50th year. We've not completed 50 years, but we're now entering into the year of Jubilee, and we believe it's going to be the best year ever. A new rhythm and new dreams, new visions. We are excited about what is going to do. We believe that we are here to make a difference. I believe that you are on this earth to make a difference. You could have been born any time in history past, any time in history future, but here you are alive here in the 21st century, and we will not put our heads in the sand, but we will declare that we will do the will of God. That's the bottom line, the will of God. Thank you for being a part of BPN Radio. We're going to pray right now because the purpose of this broadcast is to pray for revival in America. Another spiritual awakening. 1,000 churches, 1,000 cities, and 1,000 prayer leaders. We do have now over 1,000 churches. We're believing God for 1,000 cities, and we're believing God for 1,000 prayer leaders who will lead prayer in 1,000 cities in this nation. 1,000 points of light until our whole nation is aglow with the love of Jesus Christ. Revival from shore to shore, from coast to coast, another spiritual awakening that sweeps over our nation. People turning to God, millions of people turning to Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Churches being overrun with people. Services starting before dusk, and people still being there after dawn. Hunger for God, passion for God, a desire for God, a desire for spiritual things, and we are believing. Would you help me pray? Father, in Jesus' name, we come boldly into your presence today by the blood of Jesus and by the name of Jesus, declaring, God, you are our Father, and we are your sons and daughters. In Jesus' name, we pray the will of God be done in this broadcast here today on this Friday, third day of July, as we prepare to celebrate the liberties that we have in this nation. In Jesus' name, celebrate our freedoms on the 4th of July tomorrow. It's more than just about fishing and having a barbecue, having time with family. That's very good, but it's celebrating our nation, the United States of America. Father, we're thankful for the freedoms that we have as individuals, and we are thankful for the freedoms that we have as a nation. We see many of those freedoms slipping away out of our grasp, but we declare in Jesus' name that you are at work in this nation, and we pray for a revival in this land. Another spiritual awakening. Oh God, we need you so desperately. We need you so desperately. We ask for your help in this nation, in this land, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And we pray the will of God be done in your life today. The will of God be done in you. Could you pray right now and say, Lord, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in my life, whatever you want me to do, and my family, in Jesus' name. Would you just take a few moments to spend for just a few seconds just saying, Lord, your will be done in my life and my family today. Lord, I set myself in agreement with these people in Jesus' name as they pray the will of God be done in their lives today in Jesus' name. We thank you for being a part of BPN Radio, and we have some needs that we're going to pray over. But I first would like to say that I'm thankful for the many men and women that have helped Gene and I over the past 49 years, particularly the past 30 years as we've been traveling across America, around the world, people that have traveled with us. And this week we're recognizing those who support the preachers, prayer leaders, prophetic ministry through their music and through their instruments. And I'd like to recognize some of our friends today and that have helped us along the way. Very grateful. Music and prayer goes together. And so what would this broadcast be without music? What would a church service be without music? What would a prophetic session be without music? Music and prayer go together. The man that was known as the fellow that was after God's own heart, King David, he wrote so much about music and how it fits with prayer, how it fits with what we declare. And so this week I've been recognizing especially people that sometimes spend hours accompanying a prophetic minister, a preacher, a revivalist, an evangelist. And we just want to give them recognition. And this week I've had some interviews with some singers and musicians that work with Gene and I. And I want to recognize some of those today that have helped us over the years. And when you name names, you're going to leave somebody out. So I probably will, and I just repent of that and ask forgiveness. But I want to say thank you to men like Leon Cliff, Stan Pody, couples like Joe and Becky Cruz, Todd and Cindy Mooring. I want to recognize Andy Christman, Leland Mooring, Jack Mooring, Shelley Mooring Roberts, Ron Bailey, Lana Holtz, Lauren Holtz, Rachel Woodward, better known as Ray Lynn, Callie Hargraves, Joey Hughes, Kathy Strawn, Kevin Bigham, Godfrey Birtle, Johnny Macon, Courtney Vandiver-Pierre, Martin Smith, Delirious, Dennis Jernigan, and others that have helped us along the way. Very, very, very thankful and very, very grateful. And of course, last but not least, Tom Autry, who is playing the background music for us today. I just want to salute Tom Autry. Tom Autry started ministering, he and his wife Janie started ministering with us in 1994 when we started leading revival, the 24-week revival in Fort Worth, and then it went back and continued with that revival for the next 3 years. Tom Autry has gone with many, many places with me. We're going to have some music by Tom Autry, and I know you're going to be blessed by some of his music today. But I would like to say that Tom Autry is a cousin of Gene Autry. I'm not sure if he's the second, third, or fourth. I'm not sure. I call him Tommy Gene Autry. And he's written many great songs, and he's sung with many great singers. I actually call Tom Autry the Ray Charles of gospel music because he's such a fantastic singer and songwriter, and you're hearing his background music today. Tom is a very anointed psalmist, and I've spent many, many hours ministering and prophesying with Tom Autry, playing music with me. And I remember one time Tom Autry went with me to Canada. We spent 11 weeks in sometimes 40 below temperatures in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Canada. And we had an incredible 11-week revival there, prayer revival, prophesying, laying hands on people. And, of course, there was Tom Autry on the keyboard. And I just want to salute this man of God who has spent so many, many years blessing so many, many people, including for many years a blessing Dale and Gene Gentry. We love Tom and Janie Autry. And I'm going to play a song by Tom. I know you'll be blessed. And then I'm going to be right back. And we are going to pray for some specific prayers. And I'm going to recognize some individuals here. So get ready. Right now, here is the music of Tom Autry. Here's Tom Autry singing Draw Near. Let's just draw near to him right now here on BPN on a Friday.
In the early morning quiet, my soul waits for you. In the stillness of this hour, for the water, so my soul pants for you, for the fullness of your joy, for your pleasures evermore.
Music by Tom Autry today, the man who has worked with me so many, many times. We're saluting Tom Autry and others who accompany pastors and preachers, evangelists, revivalists, prophetic voices in particular, and prayer leaders in particular. So Tom Autry playing the background music. He's done for so many, many times, and he's on one of our Gathering Manna programs. If you'd like to pray with me on a daily basis, and in addition to praying with me here on BPN Radio, my prayer series, I've got several prayer series, all available there for free, just by going to letsprayamerica.com. Letsprayamerica.com. And, you know, I've been leading people in prayer for an hour a day, a long time. Gene and I, in fact, we went across America just teaching churches to pray together from 1985 to 1990. We did two prayer seminars a week. And I know that many, many people were blessed as we poured ourselves out, teaching them how to get up and pray in the morning time. And so we are very thankful and grateful for that. I do want to welcome some cities and churches all across America that are praying with us today. Before we go any further, I do want to welcome Wewoka, Oklahoma, and Jackson, Michigan. Both of those are new cities praying with us, as well as some new churches, Coney Island Tabernacle, Wewoka, Oklahoma, and Grace Church in Jackson, Michigan. And we now have 1,050 churches that are praying with us. And we're so thankful for over 700 cities that are praying with us. And I just want to welcome them today and say thank you so very, very much for praying with us. We're believing for 1,000 points of light. That's 1,000 cities across America that are praying with us. And we know, ladies and gentlemen, there is a great battle going on today for the heart and soul of our nation, for the heart and soul of America. And we see so many changes taking place. We see our nation being transformed before our very eyes. But we know that we, the church, are the key to the future of this nation. If we will wake up, if we will wake up, and if we pray, and if we seek His face. And I know I've been alarmed at a lot of different things that have been happening the past several days in our nation. I shared yesterday my concerns, and people say, well, what do you believe about it all? I believe what the Bible says. I believe what the Bible says. And man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. That is both the Logos, that is the written word, and the Rhema word, of course, is what we hear the Holy Spirit saying. But the foundation of our lives and the foundation of our nation is the Logos word. That is the Bible. I believe what the Bible says about education. I believe what the Bible says about marriage. I believe that what the Bible says about morality. And I'm going to continue to declare what the Bible says. I was particularly, of all of the red flags that have gone up over our nation the past several days or past several weeks, past several months, none has been more concerning, disconcerting that than the report that the Oklahoma Supreme Court has ordered the Ten Commandments to come down in front of the state capitol. I was raised in the state of Oklahoma, and Oklahoma is known as the most conservative state in America. And now we have a ruling in the most conservative state in America from the state Supreme Court in the state of Oklahoma that the Ten Commandments that have been there for so many years must come down. That is very challenging. That is very threatening to our Constitution, to the very basics of what we believe, what we know. And so there are red flags going up, ladies and gentlemen, that we must pray. And would you help me pray right now for this nation? Father, in Jesus' name, I just set myself in agreement with people around me, people that are listening to BPN Radio today on this Friday, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You're the keeper of Israel. And we ask, Lord, that you keep our nation today. Keep us safe. Keep us whole. Keep us well. In Jesus' name. Lord, we need you. We need you. We need a spiritual awakening. We need a revival. A revival is whatever we need it to be. And may we as a nation turn back to God. And we repent of the sins of our nation, the moral failures of our nation. In Jesus' name. We pray against the war on Christianity, the persecution of Christians in this nation, as well as other nations of the world. God, we need you. May we come to a place of desperation in the name of the Lord. Would you help me pray right now for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening? I've been leading prayer. I've been praying, standing in the gap since 1985. When I went to the White House and led prayer for the first time in 1995, the Holy Spirit spoke to me, gave me a new revelation concerning standing in the gap for America and calling others to pray. Would you pray right now? Father God, we do confess today that we're a nation that has lost its way. A nation that is having their very foundations destroyed at this very moment. The things that we were founded on, the things that we believed, the things that we stood for, that were in line with the principles of your word, Lord. We realize in Jesus' name that man-made laws and man-made rules are attempting to take precedence over what your word has declared. And we repent for the sins of our nation. We repent for our moral failures. We repent for the immorality of our nation. We repent for taking prayer out of the public school system. We repent, oh God, for taking the Ten Commandments off of the walls and now the Ten Commandments in front of our Capitol buildings. We repent, oh God, for the 60 million babies that we have aborted in America. To think of all of those people that could have been born and been fruitful and productive in a nation, how much more prosperous we could have been. We took the lives of preachers and politicians and governors and maybe future presidents, scientists, doctors, lawyers, business people, musicians that would have been on this earth. In Jesus' name, we ask forgiveness, Lord. We ask forgiveness for the abortion of 60 million babies that would have been living on this earth, productive, fruitful, being able to share their dreams and visions, have a family. God, we repent today in Jesus' name. And we repent today for moral sins. We repent for dishonoring fathers and mothers. We repent for our greed and our idolatry in Jesus' name. We repent for our drunkenness in the name of the Lord. We repent for our selfishness, our prayerlessness, And we repent, O God, for not standing in accordance with what we believe, Lord. And I pray for America. I pray for this nation. I pray for this land that I love. In Jesus' name. I repent on behalf of the state of Oklahoma for the ruling to tear down the Ten Commandments. Lord, it was one thing to tear down the Berlin Wall, but we start tearing down the walls that contain the Ten Commandments. Lord, we know in trouble. And we believe, Lord, that we are a nation in jeopardy. We know that we as Christians have a bright future, but our nation is in jeopardy. And we pray for America. We pray for revival in America. We pray for another spiritual awakening. God, we need you today. We need you, Lord. Would you help me pray now? Father, we pray right now concerning Christians in Iraq, Christians in Syria that are being driven from their homes, being murdered, being slaughtered. Many with only the clothes on their back, having to flee their homes. What would we feel like as Christians in America if our homes were burned to the ground and we were on the run? Only the clothes on our back, some needing medical care, some not having food for their children crying out, once being able to play ball in their own backyard, now they're on the run, and they're not just another breed of people way off. We know that as terrorist groups like ISIS and other terrorist groups can succeed there, we know that they will surely come to America to see the havoc that they can cause in this nation. We as a nation in America, we have not known very difficult times. We've not known dire situations. Oh, maybe we've lost a job, or maybe we're not able to live in the size house we want to live. Maybe we're not able to go out to the fanciest of restaurants. But Lord, we by and large in America are so blessed. So blessed we can call 911. Someone will come to help us. We're so blessed that we can go to a hospital, check into an emergency room and get some care. We're so blessed we can go to a pharmacy and we can have prescriptions. We can go to church seemingly when we want to and the doors will be open without being persecuted. God, do we really know what we have, and are we really thankful and grateful? And Lord, this is not a word of condemnation, but Lord, I know that unless we as a nation turn back to you, that we are living, or we have seen the best days. And Lord, we must make choices. We must make choices. And Lord, you know that I'm here on BPN radio to tell the people, to warn the people, to let the people know that desperate days are ahead unless we turn back to God, unless we cry out to him with all of our hearts. And there's so many, many people that do not want to hear anything negative. There's so many pastors today that don't want anybody to say anything negative. We just want good reports. We just want good news. We don't want to hear any bad news. But there must be warnings, and there's a warning to America that we must turn back to God or suffer the consequences. I pray for this nation. I stand in the gap as I have for many, many years. I've been praying since 1966. I've been a prayer leader since 1967. I've been a national prayer leader since 1985. Would you help me pray? Would you help me pray? And I'm thankful for cities all across I'm thankful for cities all across America that are helping me pray, that are represented here on BPN, Mobile, Alabama, and Butler, Alabama, and the Jaber Air Force Base in Alaska, Cottonwood, Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona, helping me pray, Harrison, Arkansas, and Jonesboro, Arkansas, Van Buren, Arkansas, as well as Alpine, California, Antioch, California, Auburn, California, Concord, California, Dinuba, California. Thank you for praying with me. Thank you, San Diego, California, and San Francisco, California, as well as Stockton, California, Estes Park, Colorado, Greeley, Colorado, Littleton, Colorado, Celebration, Florida, Coconut Creek, Florida, Clewiston, Florida, Fort Myers, Florida, Orlando, Florida, praying with me, Wellington, Florida, as well as Blairsville, Georgia, Buchanan, Georgia, Clayton, Georgia. I thank Alton, Illinois, for praying with me, as well as Decatur, Illinois, Indianapolis, Indiana, Kansas City, Missouri, and Kansas City, Kansas, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, praying with me, as well as Leesville, Louisiana, and Alexandria, Louisiana, Forest Hill, Louisiana, Long Beach, Mississippi, Pearl, Mississippi, and Biloxi, Mississippi, praying with me, Branson, Missouri, Clearmont, Missouri. I want to thank these cities that are praying with me today, Springfield, Missouri, Miles City, Montana, Lincoln, Nebraska, Annandale, New Jersey, Clinton, New Jersey, as well as Totowa, New Jersey. I want to thank Capitan, New Mexico, Carlsbad, New Mexico, Roswell, New Mexico, and Cashiers, North Carolina, Chapel Hill, North Carolina, as well as Fairlawn, Ohio, Hamilton, Ohio, Harrison, Ohio, Altus, Oklahoma, Anadarko, Oklahoma, Oklahoma City, Leedy, Oklahoma, Marlow, Oklahoma, Rush Springs, Oklahoma, Sand Springs, Oklahoma, Fort Mill, South Carolina, Gaffney, South Carolina, Greenville, South Carolina, Dunlap, Tennessee, Franklin, Tennessee, Arlington, Texas, Benbrook, Texas, Fort Worth, Texas, Grapevine, Texas, Marathon, Texas, Manor, Texas, New Braunfels, Texas, Austin, Texas, San Antonio, Texas, Houston, Texas. I want to thank Madison, Wisconsin, Appleton, Wisconsin, Yakima, Washington, Moundsville, West Virginia. I want to thank Seguin, Washington, Port Angeles, Washington, as well as Williamsburg, Virginia, Prince George, Virginia. I want to thank Fredericksburg, Virginia, as well as Weatherford, Vermont, South Royalton, Vermont, Rutland, Vermont, Pittsburgh, Vermont, as well as Wills Point, Texas, and Ogden, Utah. Father, I thank you for these cities that are praying with me in Jesus' name. And Lord, I know that the walls of our nation have been broken down and gates have been burned with fire. But Lord, we know the battle now is for the cities of our nation. And Lord, may we do like Jesus did when he stood weeping and interceding for his city when he said, Jerusalem, O Jerusalem, how often would I have gathered you together? And so I just declare that we are believing God for our cities. We're believing God for our cities. And I'm very thankful and grateful today. And I believe there's going to be 1,000 points of light. 1,000 points of light in 1,000 cities. What I'm calling for is 1,000 prayer leaders. Why? Because I believe that America is going to rise again. There's a young lady by the name of Kathy Strawn, and Kathy and her husband, Bruce Strawn, have worked with Gene and I over the years. And at one time, this song was one of our theme songs back years ago in the 90s. And Kathy Strong, a wonderful young lady, she's written this song, one of my favorites. You're going to sing America, You'll Rise Again. And I believe this is a song of faith. I believe it's a song of hope. And I do believe it's going to happen. America, you're going to rise again. Here's Kathy Strong.
What you've stood for and what your freedom brings. Well, they have tried to rob our faith in a country that is great. But with the grace of God, we will take a stand.
It's good to have you listening in here on BPN Radio on this Friday, July the 3rd, and we're almost there, celebrating our freedoms tomorrow, celebrating America, and we're going to be tomorrow on BPN, going to be playing some patriotic music and be sharing some very important things concerning our nation, as well as standing in the gap and praying for this land. This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Dale Gentry, your host, at this time or any time, 24 hours a day, around the clock, around the globe, you can pray with me because I believe the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. Would you pray right now about sowing a seed into this ministry? And this broadcast, of course, is supported by our loyal listeners and people that pray with us. And you can go to bpnradio.com and you can go down to the bottom of the page and there is a place where you can donate. If you want to send a check, there's an address. You can make the check payable to Breakout Prayer Network, And I know that you would be a tremendous blessing if you want to pay by credit card or debit card or PayPal. You can also do that on that site. Thank you so very, very much for investing into our lives and ministry as we pray for a revival in America and other spiritual awakening, as we pray for individual needs, which we do want to do. Remember, if you do have a prayer request, we don't have time to pray for all the requests here on BPN, but if you will go to bpnradio.com and you will click on the prayer request, then a form will come up. You can send that to our national prayer coordinator, Cheryl Ortiz, and we have a national prayer team that will pray with you for the next several days. And so you can do that. Just go to bpnradio.com, and there's a prayer request, a place for prayer request. I do want to recognize a few prayer requests today that we can pray about before I have before I share some other very important items. But Sherry sent us a prayer request. She said, "I'm standing for the healing of my heart." She said, "I was in the emergency room 2 times in 3 days. And she said the last time she had a cardio conversation, she was giving new medication, but the symptoms continue, still manifesting. It's called a disturbance in her heart." So let's pray. Let's pray right now for Sherry. Father, we pray for Sherry. We pray for her heart condition. We ask, oh God, that you would heal in Jesus' name. Heal Sherry. Heal her heart in the name of the Lord. Tracy sent in a prayer request and asked us to pray for her mother, Maureen. And she was diagnosed 16 months ago with pancreatic cancer, now seriously ill in the hospital. Her liver's not working properly. Possible liver tumors. She's not a Christian. Father, we pray for Maureen. We first of all pray for her salvation in Jesus' name. Lord, we ask that you touch her and save her and send somebody to send her the message of salvation, giving her the opportunity to know you and to have eternal life. And I pray right now for Tracy, for her healing in Jesus' name of this heart problem. I pray for Maureen, who has cancer, in Jesus' name. So we pray. Lord, there's so many heart conditions, so much cancer out there. And Lord, we set ourselves in agreement for healing for Maureen, healing for Sherry. And we pray for Maureen's salvation in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord. And we pray for the other needs that are represented here on BPN. Whatever your need might be, we ask for healing in Jesus' name. Lord, I just pray for healing. We do believe that you are a healing Jesus. We do believe, Lord, that there's no trouble like trouble that comes our way. And we just pray right now, in Jesus' name, for healing. In the name of Jesus, for the healing of spirit, soul, and body, that people would be healed in Jesus' name. I'd like to just mention a few people that need a miracle. If you want to just say this after me. Remember, several days ago, I sent out an urgent request concerning Queenie Stephen. It was one of our spiritual daughters in Bangalore, India. And I still have not heard back on what's going on. I will soon, hopefully. But we are praying for Queenie Stephen and the ministry there in Bangalore, India. In Jesus' name we pray, in the name of the Lord, that you would protect that ministry. In the name of Jesus, protect Queenie and her family. In the name of the Lord. And Father, we pray as the Iranian situation continues, the negotiations with Iran. We declare in Jesus' name that Pastor Saeed Abedini will be included in those negotiations, as well as a former military man that is there and some others that are being held captive without cause in the prison in Iran while we attempt to negotiate a deal with that nation, which could put the nation of Israel in jeopardy. We pray in Jesus' name that Pastor Saeed Abedini, who's been there now for over 2 years, being tortured, confined, and away from his wife and his children, we pray for him, for his release from prison right now, as well as these other men that are being held captive in Iran. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. We pray for men and women across America, particularly around the world, that are being confined, many of them giving their lives for the cause of the gospel. We pray for them right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Would you pray for our engineer here at BPN Arena, who lives in Moldova, and she has had cancer surgery? Would you pray for her right now in Jesus' name? Lord, we pray for Arena, that you would heal her in the name of the Lord. We pray for Joe Engel today in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Pray for my sister-in-law, Nancy, who has had cancer surgery. If you pray right now for Nancy in the name of Jesus. Would you pray for those that need a miracle? Would you pray today for Lyle Mason, who's one of our board members? Would you pray for Kelly Davenport? Would you pray right now for those that need a miracle, those that need healing? Janet Nichols, Jason Couch, we pray, Lord, for their healing. We pray for Pastor Bob Schaefer for his healing. We pray in Jesus' name for my brother-in-law, Dean Talley, in the name of the Lord. We pray for those of you that are having financial challenges today. Maybe you're without work, or you need a job, or maybe you need a better job. We pray for you right now in Jesus' name, that the Lord would come and minister in Jesus' name. For those of you that are having difficulties in your family, those of you that are going through a divorce, those of you that are going through the death of a family member, there is a grieving process going on. I pray for you right now in Jesus' name. I pray for those of you that are having to make a transition, a change to another city, to another country, or from one church to another. I pray for you right now. Those of you that are in transition, that God will help you make a successful transition. I pray for those of you that are in pain today. I break the pain cycle in the name of Jesus. You're suffering today. In Jesus' name, I pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord. And would you join me right now in praying for 1,000 prayer leaders? 1,000 prayer leaders in this nation, or anywhere in the world, in 1,000 cities, as we pray. And so we have prayer leaders now. I just want to name cities that we have prayer leaders in now. And that's Angleton, Texas, Austin, Texas, Marathon, Texas, College Station, Texas, Gig Harbor, Washington, Brussels, Belgium, Marshall, Illinois, Kampala, Uganda, Miami Gardens, Florida, Tulsa, Oklahoma, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, Kansas City, Missouri, Oceanside, California, Elgin, South Carolina, Baytown, Texas, McKinney, Texas, Waco, Texas, Parkersburg, West Virginia, Round Rock, Texas, Concord, New Hampshire, Madisonville, Kentucky, The Woodlands, Texas, Port Angeles, Washington, Garland, Texas, Independence, Kansas, San Diego, California, Bristol, Oklahoma, Blairsville, Georgia, Lake Worth, Florida, Amarillo, Texas, Chino, California, Marietta, Oklahoma, Gainesville, Texas, Farming, Flemington, New Jersey, Downey, California, Putnam Valley, New York, Tucson, Arizona, Katy, Texas, Waxahachie, Texas, Rincon, Georgia, Cedar Hill, Texas, Hiawassee, Georgia, New Orleans, Louisiana, Greenville, Texas, Garland, Texas, Blairsville, Georgia, Lake Jackson, Texas, Robinson, Illinois, Carlsbad, New Mexico, San Diego, California, Hendersonville, North Carolina, Cleburne, Texas, Elgin, Texas, Stillwater, Oklahoma, Columbia, Missouri, Louisville, Texas, Archer City, Texas, Waller, Texas, Ingram, Texas, Franklin, Tennessee, Fort Worth, Texas, Sugarland, Texas, Mino, Oklahoma, North Richland Hills, Texas, Blairsville, Georgia, San Diego, California, Roswell, New Mexico, Bern, North Carolina, Bullhead City, Arizona, Wellington, Florida, Topeka, Kansas, Clewiston, Florida, Bethel, Vermont, Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Canada, and Manford, Oklahoma. Now, if you did not hear your city called, would you sign up to be a prayer leader? And if you already have a prayer group going, would you register your prayer group with Breakout Prayer Network? There's no charge. We'll send you a weekly prayer list, and we will include you in our list of 1,000 prayer leaders. And so if you did not hear your city call, we need a prayer group formed or a prayer group listed that is already in progress, meeting at least weekly in Jesus' name. I would be so thankful, and I would be so grateful if you would do that. Thank you for being a part of BPN today as we pray for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. I am so thankful to have you praying with me. I believe that we're making a difference. I just believe that we're making a difference. And I know that in several days I've not recognized the different nations that are praying with us, but I want to do that soon. But I believe there's hope for America. The Holy Spirit told me to start leading prayer, and He's never told me to stop, so I'm continuing on. This week we've been celebrating music and prayer. And speaking of music and prayer, Leland, four-time Grammy nominee, one of my spiritual grandsons, Leland and I will be leading three nights of music and prayer in Austin, Texas. That's July the 19th, 20th, and 21st at Jubilee Christian Center in Austin, Texas. We'll have some young preachers that will be leading prayer also, and they'll probably even be preaching some. It's going to be a wonderful three nights, and that's July 19th, 20th, 21st, Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night, Jubilee Christian Center, Austin, Texas. Also, I want to remind you this Sunday morning at 10:30 at Cathedral of Praise, Godfrey Bertle and I will be ministering together. You've heard Godfrey many times. And also this Saturday night, July the 4th, Independence Day, Godfrey Bertle will be at Cathedral of Praise in Austin with a concert. You can get more information just by going to Cathedral of Praise. Thank you for being here, and we'll be back tomorrow at the same time, anytime, as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.